Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's great to be with you. It's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. We're looking at one of Paul's trustworthy statements, and that is only qualified, called men of God are to serve as elders within the church. And he tells us about their need to aspire to the office. The office doesn't seek the man seeks the office. And then he gives us qualifications all related to their progress of sanctification. What is a man that is above reproach? Let's take a look at those verses. And a man is above reproach, verse 2 of 1 Timothy 3. He's a one-woman man, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable. And then comes a gift he's apt to teach. Not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. Secondly, now he must be a manager of his own household well, that he is expected to manage the church of God. If he can't keep his children submissive, how can he manage the church of God? Which, by the way, is a second gift. Must not only have the gift of teaching, but the gift of management. Now, management. Now, again, teaching doesn't necessarily be a public office. It can be private teaching, but he has to be a mentor of others, an instructor and model for others. Now, leadership is not management, and management is not leadership, but management is a subset of leadership, and therefore he has to be able to manage his household to show that he can manage the household of God. And then we're told he's not to be a recent convert, that he is not to be a novice. In other words, you don't put a man into the office because of his status in the world prior to his conversion, but because of his progress in sanctification under discipleship over a period of time that manifests his gifts. Now, yes, leadership in the world is probably going to translate to leadership in the church, but it's a whole different world and life view that this leader needs to now be taught. How do you lead for Christ and not lead people to yourself, but lead people to Christ with the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, and by the grace of God? And then he must be well thought of by outsiders. Now you turn to the outside, that he has a good reputation with those outside the church. If not, Satan can undo his leadership very easily. Twice it lets you know you can expect Satan to attack leaders. I'm telling you, Satan always attacks people that profess their faith. But when you're a leader, you're right in his crosshairs, because he knows if he can knock down the shepherd, he'll scatter the sheep. But you also need to know that the Lord can sustain his people as we pray for them in positions of leadership. And a leader has priorities. Notice verses 2 and 3 deal with the leader being above reproach in his personal life. Then that overflows to his family. Verses 4 and 5, the leader above reproach in his family life. Then that overflows to the church. He must be not a new convert, that he is well known in the church as a man who has been converted and matured. And it overflows into the church. And then he is well thought of by outsiders. The work of grace is manifested outside the church into the community of believers. One time I was literally doing some house-to-house work and visitation, and I was about to see a guy. I thought he was ready to commit his life to Christ. And then he asked me about a man in the church. He said, "Is that man in your church?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I thought he was." I said, "Yeah, he's an elder." Well, the guy got red-faced. He actually almost bodily put me out of the house. He said, "Any church that has that man as an elder, I don't want to be a part of that church." Well, the elder didn't open the door for me to share the gospel with a neighbor in his community. He actually got me thrown out of the door. Now, I want to tell you, that particular elder actually got to a great and glorious place in the Lord, step out of eldership to be matured voluntarily, and then was brought back in and recognized that God had done a work of grace. And it was amazing. During the hurricane of Andrew, he was actually photographed and publicized, and he gave testimony to Christ as they fed and clothed people in that same neighborhood with their recreational vehicle. Isn't that amazing what God can do and how God does it? I love that couple. I love that man and what God did in his life and what I learned from him in life. What an amazing man. But there's just an example that you've got to have the testimony of God's grace doing the work outside. Now, that's the office of elder, but there are two offices in the church. There is the elder with teaching elders, that is ministers of the word, and then ruling elders to shepherd the flock. Now we move to another office in the church, and that's the office of deacon. We'll do that tomorrow. Join me for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.